The session that was just concluded was so powerful. I hope your spirit was open to receive from God. Once again, we ask that you open our eyes, open our understanding, and sow upon our hearts such viable seeds that will not die. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Beginning from verse 9, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. For if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Now, if our reading and if English language means anything, this scripture is saying God's answer is God's spirit. Please help me preach to your neighbor. God's answer is God's spirit. So the way God will respond to your asking, your seeking, your knocking, is that he will release his spirit. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? You still remember what happened in the book of Luke chapter 24, beginning from verse 49. Jesus scheduled an appointment with his disciples. The typical format of an appointment is that there is a venue, there is a date, and there is a time. But in the appointment that Jesus was scheduling with his disciples, maybe we need to read that scripture so that you will see the kind of appointment that Jesus scheduled with his disciples. In the book of Luke chapter 24, verse 49, it says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. The first thing about this scripture, this is a notice of an appointment, and the venue of the appointment is in Jerusalem. But unfortunately, the date and the time was not included. So how do you participate in an appointment that doesn't have a designated date? It doesn't have a designated time. But anywhere in Jerusalem can fulfill this appointment. So the venue of the appointment was fully articulated, but the date and the time was not captured. And the way he said you will meet the appointment is by tarrying ye, tarry ye. If you are in Jerusalem and you are tarrying, you cannot miss the appointment. Are you there? In keeping with the tarrying that took place for 10 days, God answered by his spirit. And that is the testimony of the day of Pentecost. So this scripture is saying God's spirit is God's answer. And God's answer is God's spirit. So help me preach to your neighbor, God's spirit is God's answer. And God's answer is God's spirit. God's spirit is God's answer. And God's answer is God's spirit. All right, let me show us a matter. This matter that I want to show us. Are you there? Can we do something quickly? Can you turn your Bible to the book of 1 Kings? Then we'll just do a quick one. I just want us to set the scriptures in order before we do something here. It's more or less a practical session. And we are going to test something here tonight. But the theoretical aspect that will equip us for the testing is what I want to lay down precept upon precept. Are you there? Let's do 1 Kings chapter 19. I'll begin the reading from verse 9. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. This is Elijah. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and have slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rend the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. You know, I told you that God's answer is God's spirit. And God's spirit is God's answer. So when God answers by his spirit, so many physical things can happen. When God answers by his spirit, so many spiritual things can happen. One of the numerous things that is likely to happen when God answers by his spirit is that he releases a wind. All the modes of possible answers are captured in the experience that was brought upon Elijah in this episode. God told him, come out of that cave, go and stand on the mountain. I'm going to pass by you. I'm going to manifest before you. And the Bible says there was a great wind that came and it broke the rocks in pieces. So if your situation, if your circumstance is occasioned by opposition, obstacles, and you want God to take care of the obstacles, you will need to summon the wind. The wind is the response, the answer that has the capacity to break rocks, to undermine opposition, and to remove obstacles. I want to equip you with a little knowledge that will inform our practical session. Because we want to summon things tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Meanwhile, if I notice you are not following, we will... You already have an idea of what we normally do. So if the issue has to do with an obstacle, it is a wind that is the most likely response. So the Spirit of God can manifest in form of a wind. And this wind can be physical and it can also be spiritual. Are you there? So we have seen this wind manifest physically before. And it is this kind of wind that was responsible for even hijacking Elijah and rapturing him into the heavens. It's a wild wind of the Lord from the east. Are you there? Now, because of time, we want to devote more time to practicals. I will not seize the opportunity to show you scenarios in scripture where it was by wind God responded. But that's a challenge. You can go and do your own study on that matter. Hallelujah. But the Lord was not in the wind. The wind was from God. But what Elijah needed at that time was not a wind response. But I'm just using the scripture to show you that he can actually answer by a wild wind. Exactly. Because the wind is from the Lord. And after the wind, an earthquake. So God can respond by an earthquake. And this earthquake can be spiritual or physical. If you still remember Paul and Silas when they were in prison, the Bible records that at midnight they prayed, they sang, the prisoners heard them, and there was an earthquake, and the foundations of the prison was discovered. If you are dealing with an issue that has a foundational pattern, it's a product of hidden transactions that took place that have implicated you as a liability. What you do in such cases is that you summon the earthquake to discover the foundation. Now, we did this teaching not too long ago and then gave people the tools to go and work with and gave them also the lenses with which to analyze that situation to know if it was a foundational matter and the kind of answer that you need, the weapon of answer that you need. And a lady now deployed earthquake. You can ask for an earthquake response. That's what I'm saying. So she requested for an earthquake answer. Prayed that prayer for a few hours. Prayed. Went to sleep. And saw elders, some of which were already dead. And her father was there. And all kinds of people were in the cycle. And she was running to go meet the elders. As they saw her, they dispersed. And then the last man that was there, that happened to be an uncle, was the one speaking to her. And if you are saying that you don't belong here, we accept, but don't scatter the arrangement. That was how the release was secured. It was secured by earthquake. Somebody needs to summon an earthquake. because the foundations, in some cases, need to be discovered. The next response we see in that passage of scripture is the response of fire. And this fire can be physical and it can be spiritual. It's just that it's not polite for me to switch on my phone now to look for a short video that was sent to me because someone practiced fire and literal fire, the type that Elijah used to call, came on an iroko tree in the middle of their compound and consumed it. It burnt all night. It was a literal fire, not spiritual. So sometimes you hear Elijah say, the God that answers by fire. Sometimes he can answer by physical fire. Sometimes he can answer by spiritual fire. You request for the answer of fire when some things need to be consumed. The things that are responsible for the limitations are fasting to physical locations or spiritual locations. You can request for what? The answer of fire. Now, as I'm speaking now, begin to analyze your situation And if you can situate it within an accurate context, you will now know the kind of answer that you need. Because God's answer is God's spirit, and God's spirit is what?
It's God's answer.
Are you there? Okay. So, we'll go back again. So, we have the wind answer. We have the earthquake answer. We have the fire answer. And then we have the still small voice answer. The still small voice answer comes when there's a need for guidance, there's a need for direction. When in the implementation of the answer, God needs you to walk the walk of obedience, to respond in a certain way that will legitimize the involvement of God in the matter. So he has to give you guidance through the still small voice. And all of these possible modes of answers are spirit-based answers. My lecture has finished. Now, we want to practice what I have taught. So we summon the wind answer if there is an obstacle. It can be a human obstacle. And I've had that experience before. The man that was our manager became our manager suddenly and started troubling the lives of men who were doing the work before you came. And there was no problem with the work. And then Yunan came. It was obvious that it was not the work he wanted. He wanted to make us miserable. Because of that, I went to seek answers concerning him. The first question I asked God is this man in your agenda? Because if the man is in the Lord's agenda, we can't do anything to him. We have to endure him. If the Lord's hand is upon him to be there, then we must endure him. We cannot invalidate the agenda of God because we want God to respond to us. And that's why responses are in conformity with the will of God. Then I found out that it was not God's will. God is not aware that the man is there. It's okay. Okay. All right. It was not a strategic placement to advance the kingdom of God. It was not. He just arrived there. He just smuggled himself and he came there. It was a wild wind. The east wind from the presence of God that I requested for. And I actually saw a vision of that wind and it came and it was a wild wind. Circled him on his seat and threw him out. It happened in 7 physical days. After I saw that vision in the spirit, 7 physical days, he was thrown out of that place. And that's the man that used to threaten us that when the time comes, when December comes, for me to appraise you, I'll give you 0. You will be, in fact, I will do something to you. He never had the opportunity to grade anybody because the wild wind truncated his mission. He will not know that it was a terrible intercessor that ended his career. They did not only sack him from that table, they moved him out of our office and posted him to another office in the oil industry where there was no money. In this wild wind, the displacement quotient sometimes is terrible. They can displace you and you go out of circulation. You are... Ensure you collect enough momentum. If it's wind you want, collect enough momentum for displacement in the name of Jesus. Some people need to be sent to the wilderness. God's answer is God's spirit. And God's spirit is God's answer. If the things need to be consumed. The thing about consumables is that when you consume them, they disappear. You see, when you put wood in the fire, if it's consumed, it disappears. Its form, its shape, its structure dissolves. You will have this session that you are laughing like this, you will have miracles. There will be. There'll be testimonies associated. We'll do this. We'll do this for about 40 minutes and then do a general release
then you go. In 1 week, you begin to, the testimonies will start. An earthquake matter. That's the instrument that deals with foundational issues, legalistic issues, liabilities that are rooted in legalisms, laws, transactions. The instrument of headship has compromised, has sold out. The body of men in the clan, they are supposed to operate like this because of the transaction. This kind of spirit has rule over them because of the transaction. That's when you send an earthquake. Respond by an earthquake. Respond. Elijah requested for the kind of answer he wanted. Answer by fire. You can ask him, answer by earthquake. Answer by wind. Answer by blast. Answer by hurricane. Answer by a tornado. Answer by fire. Answer by fire. I think you have gotten my lesson. I don't want to get lost in talking. I want us. You can take any position that is convenient for you. Sitting. You are not under obligation to stand. Standing. But we want to go and move the hand of God. When a spirit answers, it answers either by wind or by earthquake or by fire or by the voice or by thunder. By thunder, by a blast, by a hurricane, by a tempest, by a wind. Oh, Yasokelimanda. Have you factored the situation? Make a request for the kind of answers that you seek. Is there a need for the foundations to be discovered? For the roots of all things to be made bare? For the things that are hidden to be brought forth to light? Then ask him for an earthquake. Let there be a tremor. Hey, a tremor. That the foundations might be discovered. That the things that are hidden might be brought forth to the light. Ilomoke. You can request for the fire. You can request for the wind. The obstacles can be blasted out. The limitations can be removed. God's answer is God's spirit. Aiko felima suke braske ufalando kobre ketali asuale to kombre. You can demand for the wind to take away human obstacles, demonic obstacles. Raila bonshaka bigo beke tele kuria baka mosale murakoskete eko bando kobre gadiske tamunawa. Ebramoko patwa, send the earthquake. Let the foundations tremble. Let the secrets that have been hidden for many generations be discovered. Send the earthquake. Let there be a tremor and let the secrets be discovered. Isamon tele. Oh, let the secret of untimely death be discovered and cut off. Let the secret of the poverty be discovered and cut off. Let the secret of this strange affliction that has been hopping from person to person, let it be discovered. Answered by an earthquake. Let the foundations be rent, be shaken, be shaken, be shaken. Roboketo botesi, noteli, misko bamanasalia, abrekonte babo seketa, buka basilia, misko prenda babo ketamina kandelova, robo soketama.
You can ask him to send the wind. 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 Let the mountains tremble. Let the locks shatter. Let it break. Aila basika. Lantobosi. Bakana telibokondia. Jemina kuria. Jamakante. Adabro hoskedo. Amina kantalia. Esananta planta babono kondo. Ika menazi lanto kobregadia. Escopama. Escopama. Asalaita. Asakedo mantua. Asabarata planta baboria. Call for the fire. Call for the fire. Call for the fire. The God that answers by fire. The God that answers by fire. The God that answers by fire. Ike bosi latoko pontolo. Iko braska mata. Hizosele. Abinakua te proconta. Iga panza branta babone badia. Eskombele. Izo brakatalo. Usketa binakadia. Esa brante. Let some things be consumed. The consumables. Things that are standing. Things that are standing. Covenants that were done and confirmed by trees standing in the middle of your compound. We call for fire. For fire. For fire. For fire. That it might be consumed. That it might be consumed. That it might be consumed. Answered by fire. Answered by fire. Answered by fire. Answered by fire. Elia Sika. Entomina Sika Branta Babukezali. Barata Kesko Bobot. Barata Branta Baboria. Barata Semina Kunde. Barata Kanda Baboli Basalia. Amakande Supre. Shamanaya. Igamaya. 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 Rakamasata Bonde. Rakamasata Branda Baboria. Rakamasebi Lakude Brandelia. Akosketo Brogo. Akosketo Brandelia. Akosketo Brigade. Jamatana Babode Vajalia. Ekoska Matana Babadate. Escaminantoliendo. Opendo Santa Valadalia. Ebriata Babolema Gesco. Malata Branda Baskada Maya. Esco Malanda. Esco Pre. Makalanta kusketa minakadia, esoproko botolalia, ekabanda laba subria tabakota, amakalanta kante branda. Call for the fire! Ayalo kose! Preskoko boko seme! Laiko sketo pre, waketanda laba bonde. Asko pregate yeto sima yaka balata brenda alata brata babose alata bresko tamina kadia antalaba boriba kadala abrasata eka bama talia abreskata babonde bregade akalato bonda bosa manatabia eka bantalaba bonde baske ase minara ase brata babodoa abrata balata abrata basata abrata basaya send the fire. Consume, consume every image of jealousy. Consume, consume. Reach a fire, reach a fire, reach a fire, reach a fire. I am a seminator. Abracasa tababocotomanocombo, Rabo Samenante,
So I beheld and I saw the result of an earthquake. Now listen. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. After this earthquake hit, then it uncovered the grave. It uncovered the grave of someone. And I saw a small skeleton, like the skeleton of an 8-year-old child. When I inquired, I found out it was female. Female child. This child was buried alive. And that is the reason why a curse is on one of the families here. Now, no, don't believe me. Don't believe. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that family that is being ravaged because of human sacrifice and the blood of the dead is crying and cursing that family. Anywhere the member of such a family is in this congregation, from my left hand side to my right hand side, from my left hand side to my right hand side, help me find that person. From my left hand side to my right hand side, from my left hand side to my right hand side. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Now, so ushers, bring that person. We need to help that person. We are still going to, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. 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 There's still another person in the congregation. And the hand of God is coming stronger. It's 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 coming stronger. The foundations must be discovered. The foundations must be discovered. The things that are hid must be brought to light. Yes, his hand is strong. His hand is strong. His hand is strong. It's this matter of human sacrifice. We are going to address it before the Lord. Erine mokos isamina kuria braske tomino kombela iamo seki igobera isoselia buko mandiga deposke topre bakude mashika branta babogodia abremina suka bekatelia agombele seke nobraha sekida. Now, are you there? Can we begin to bring repentance on the families, behalf of the families present here? Want to ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Ask God concerning that injustice that was done. Ask Him. Can we ask Him in a moment? We ask Him for mercy. We ask Him for mercy on the behalf of these families here. We ask Him for mercy. Lord have 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh Lord. Oh Father. Oh Father. Oh Father.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Ila bokori abrahasiko. Have mercy. 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 Have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, 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 have mercy. Have mercy. We plead your blood. We plead your blood. We plead your blood. We plead your blood. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. We plead your blood. We plead your blood. We plead your blood. We plead your blood in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing us. Now we break the yoke. We destroy the yoke. We cast out the devils that have been monitoring this situation to transfer the judgment from one generation to the other generation. Let the yoke break. 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 Break in the name of Jesus. I release your destiny. I release it from where it was kept, where it was tied. Be set free. Be set at liberty. Be set at liberty. Be set at liberty. As you rise from this place, enter into your fullness. Let the limitations be taken away. Let it be taken away. Let it be taken away. Let it be taken away. Thank you, Father. God's answer is God's spirit. And God's spirit is God's answer. Can you request for the mode of answer required? The mode. We want to initiate the thunder again. We want to initiate the wind. We want to call forth the flame, the fire. We want to call forth the flame. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Kaboseniaba. Nekopanto seki. Eko preska tala kundela. Mika berinda sote. La huse sale. Abrante ko demandante sokoboko. Uraka basante. Akabo sebena kadia. Elia toke bansala. Ura makatalia. Esika brelia. Abakaya tondele. Ambresko belakude basata. Amantalaba borea. Amakalia siko bre. Abasua. Abakantelia sobera kute. Akanua branta babola kadebo ose. Saka. Oh my God. Invoke the thunder. Invoke the lightning. Invoke the fire. Invoke it. Invoke it tonight. Demand it. Demand it tonight. Demand it tonight. Don't be casual tonight. Demand it. Demand that fire. Demand that fire. Demand that fire. Demand it. In the name of Jesus. I see a family in our midst. And the Lord took me and showed me that there was a priesthood, a divine priesthood that was committed to that family.
But unfortunately, idolatry was introduced. And a priesthood of darkness was set up. Strange spirits were brought in. The destinies of men and women across the generations were mortgaged. The spirit of poverty was received into the community, into the clan. And it has ravaged. It has reigned from one generation to another. Father, if those family members, if they are here, I ask that you identify them by a touch of the anointing. If that family is here, identify any member of that family by a touch of the anointing, by a touch of the anointing, by a touch, by a touch, by a touch of the anointing, by a touch of the anointing, by a touch of the anointing, by a touch of the anointing. It was a divine priesthood that God wanted to bring into the landscape. Idols were introduced. Spirit of darkness. A demonic priesthood was set up. Transactions were made. Oh. Abote Belesike. Iniquity came. Father, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh God, have mercy on these families. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, there's still one in the congregation. There's still one. God wants to. Yes, 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 yes. Have mercy. We plead your blood. We plead your blood. Oh, that the darkness of this iniquity might be rolled away. Let the darkness of this iniquity be rolled away. Oh God. Ibokote balimo sekete. Ibobrosko benakandeli. Maiko samalanda. Ebrokonda iko samakuria. Mesosi yakombre lahuska pante bakuria. Amante kosese. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now I ask, let the original calling on the family be restored. Let the original anointing be restored. Let the original capacity, the grace, 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 the grace. Oh my Father, oh my Lord, oh my God, oh my God. Let the original anointing be restored, be restored, be restored, be restored, be restored. Finally, before I take my seat, we want to cry concerning the plateau, that the Lord will answer by earthquake, by wind, by fire, by thunder. Oh, let the foundations of the land be discovered. Can we cry concerning the plateau? We are tired of the killings. We are tired
So we cry, answer us. Answer. 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 Answer by fire. Answer by flame. Answer. Answer. Send an earthquake. Send an earthquake. Who can be in a sobria? Who can pantole in Saleco Pamina? Hebria Ladakosketea. O Somonde. Arakature Masik. Presco Pami. Akapai Takante. Oh, Jesus. Cry, sons of the plateau. Our land flowing with milk and honey shall not be desecrated. For we have a covenant with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Answer by fire. Answer by a flame. Answer by a tempest. Answer by a typhoon. Answer by a hurricane. Come to our aid. Ilabokosa menaite. Rubodosi kamandeli. Nebroska binate. Hikabraske topina kuselaite. Latata mis. Bresko famila. Hikabrisk. Uproot everything you have not planted. Uproot it tonight. Oh, Abera nuse kabadusa mina kwatale. Raska benakonde. Robesa. Robenata. 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 I am mama. Send an earthquake. Send the flames from above to consume everything that the Lord has not planted. We send thunder into the camp of the enemy. We send thunder.